This is Passport to Texas. The artificial reef team at Texas Parks and Wildlife works on several projects at once, each with staggered timelines.
The whole process can take several years.
Program leader Dale Shively says monies for mitigation from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill that came to Texas Parks and Wildlife were earmarked to establish new artificial reefs.
One of those was an offshore deepwater ship project. We have a reef site that's 70 miles out of Galveston in 140 feet of water that is designed for a ship. And recently, we awarded a contract on a ship that's being currently cleaned in Brownsville, Texas. One of my staff members thought it would be fun to name it the Kraken. I, for one, didn't know what a Kraken was. And later I found out that it was a sea monster from various movies and Greek mythology.
Far from being scary, this ship will attract marine life and help to improve recreational and commercial fishing.
So we're hoping to have that cleaned and ready to go later this year if we can get all the approvals in place.
Fingers crossed. For all the latest information on the Artificial Reef Program, log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and use the keywords Artificial Reef. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.